Bloomberg released its 2019 Gender Equality Index on the heels of the global Me Too movement and increased awareness of women's equality. And it showed the index, which measures companies who voluntarily disclose how they promote gender equality across their policies and statistics, doubled this year. And according to Kirsten Barnett, who manages the index, it shows that across the world, more organizations are prioritizing transparency and equality. She says, starting at the top, they've seen a 40% increase in women in executive positions in just the last 2 years, as well as the policies and benefits companies are offering.
I think we're really seeing companies recognize that there's no such thing as a traditional family structure anymore, and that they have to offer policies and benefits that are reflective of that. So things like adoption, paternity leave or secondary leave, the amount of leave offered. We're also seeing some areas like the supply chain and some external impact areas that companies are doing more around. And I think that's exciting because when you look at companies of this scale, I mean, the companies in our index employ a total of 15 million people around the world. You know, that's great that what they're doing for those 15 million. But when you then think about how much money and how much business they're directing through their supply chain and how they can influence that by also incorporating a gender and diversity lens, I mean, that's when you really get to see this accelerated change.
They're also seeing companies do more to recruit women for those high-level positions and women who have taken a break in their careers and are looking to return to the workforce.
We've seen some really creative programs. Some companies are doing things where it's a year-long internship or kind of apprenticeship to help them build their skills back up. And then at the end, you know, those that have done well find full-time positions. Others, you know, reach out to the women that have left their own workforce from that company to then just let them know that they're here and this program exists and that they'd love to have them back. And so I'm excited to see that it's not just entry-level recruiting. We're also helping fill that need there of women that took a time out from the workforce, because women are more likely to do that than men.
And what about the ongoing gender pay gap? Here's Barnett again.
60% of the firms conduct compensation reviews to identify gender-based variations in pay. So that would be the equal pay issue. And then 39% of them found disparities and took action to fix it in that same year. What was really interesting this year is that if you looked at last year, you had roughly about the same doing the compensation review, 60%, but not a single company in the U.S. made the results public, and only a handful around the world did. This year, a third of the companies, a third of the 230, made their results public.
So to find out what this growth looks like in real life, we turn to Valley CEO Cheryl Palmer. She's at the top of local home building company Taylor Morrison. She came into our studios recently to talk more about being a woman in charge in this traditionally male-dominated industry.
Well, when I first started at Del Webb, I was a sales manager. And, you know, 30 years ago, I'll be honest, the view of how different departments, not even necessarily around gender, but how different departments came together and communicated, sales and construction, there was just like this 10-foot wall. People didn't talk. Yeah. Well, that's just not my way. And as a individual, as a manager, a leader, and so I just start breaking down those walls. Mm. And, well, I've got to learn what construction does so I can be good at my job. And one by one, it just became the way I operated. And then in the businesses I was part of, it became the way we operated. And so it was great because I think, or actually strongly believe, that the men really appreciated. I would go walk a house before a customer or before a homeowner, different. One's not better, one's not worse. Our lens is just different. And the more diversity you have in that lens, it doesn't matter if it's walking a home before you deliver to a customer or dealing with business issues around a leadership table, that diversity of thought is what makes us better. Mm-hmm. And I think when people, you know, recognize or are part of that, they see that. It's not threatening. It's different, but different's not bad.
Not threatening, but different. Mm-hmm. Was there a time when you had to battle that, when you had to sort of say, you know, it doesn't matter that I'm a woman, or you got a comment that made you bristle?
You know, of course. There would always be situations. And then I think my takeaway would be, well, you know, that's too bad that they think that way. Hmm. But I would never let those comments change my disposition, never let them change the goal at hand, my beliefs on what we needed to do from a business standpoint. And today, it's wonderful because I look at our workforce today, which is really half women, half male, and it is not even an agenda. It's not something we have to talk about because it is really so embedded in our culture that we're always looking for the talent, and that diversity in the way people approach opportunities and challenges, that it's just a really healthy environment.
Yeah, so I understand you've made quite some progress at the company in terms of gender equality and from the workforce, like you mentioned, but all the way up to the board.
Mm-hmm. And I wish I could tell you, maybe I wish I could tell you that we had all these wonderful Infinity programs that had initiatives in the schools to get, you know, women, and we just haven't. Mm. But what we have had in the organization is best talent always wins. Mm. I'd say there's two rules. A tie between skills and ability, you know, between an internal and external candidate would always lean internal if it was a tie. Mm-hmm. And best talent always wins. That's the rules of how we recruit in the organization. And when there is no bias and you're gender blind, color blind, and you're really looking for talent, it changes the landscape. It changes the candidates that you're able to see to really understand great talent, mm-hmm. and to grow a company. And I think the number that's even more wonderful is about 36-37% of our management and leadership are female. And that's just unheard of in our industry. But yeah. There was no planning around that.
So it sounds like you didn't go about any of this sort of saying, I'm going to blaze the trail. I'm going to be the first one. I'm going to knock down all these barriers. It was just a very matter of fact, this is what the job needs kind of approach for you.
I think that's right. But having said that, I think what I'd add is once you're managing, leading a diversified workforce, you do need to have a level of consciousness of how different that is.
Yeah.
And to make sure that the programs that you have in place and that the thoughts around the table are genuinely desired, and that diversity of thought is valued in the organization and equal pay is valued in the organization.
So this seems like this is the way a lot of the business world is going, although I know you said it's not quite this far in the home building world. The Bloomberg Gender Equality Index, which you are on that list, you know, just got a lot bigger. They doubled since last year. More companies seem to be understanding that gender equality is an important thing. What kind of difference do you think having a diverse workforce and management and a diverse makeup of your board has made for the business?
Oh, I think it's huge. And I think we haven't even begun to appreciate the impact it's going to have looking forward. If I think about our customer base, I mean, why wouldn't as any business, forget home building, but here, this is such an important financial decision that consumers make. I mean, arguably the largest financial purchase they make. And, you know, there's a lot of research that says the female's the decision voice. There is other research that says they're the veto voice, but either one, they're important. And if our management, our leadership, our workforce doesn't mirror the customer, then how can we possibly begin to understand their needs and wants? I mean, you can do research, but you got to live a day in it.
Yeah. So where do you see this going? Do you think that there obviously needs to be work done, but do you think that the tide is turning and that businesses, especially businesses in male-dominated industries like yours, are changing?
You know, the stats would suggest not. But I think, you know, it's how meaningful the steps of progress are. I think it's the speed of the journey. I think there's a lot of focus on it, and there's focus on it in the investor community. So from public companies, I hope they're doing it because it's the right thing. When I look at kind of the folks being educated and what's coming out of college, you know, the people that are coming out of college and the depth of undergraduate and graduate degrees and how that doesn't mirror the professional organization, it tells me we have a long way to go. Mm-hmm. But the pipeline's changing. So I think in time, absolutely. So the talent will be there. The bias has to go away. And then I think you have a perfect match. It has to come from within the heart of the organization. It's not something the street in public companies, because then you can put the numbers on the board, but you won't be able to execute. And I think what will help the heart of the organization is seeing the benefit of what that diversity in thinking. And I'd also say we need it in gender, but we also need it well beyond gender.
Yeah.
This is really only one important piece.
Yeah. Cheryl Palmer, CEO of Taylor Morrison, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.